There is a lot of press out there on the issue of sex addiction. Can you tell our listeners how they can tell the difference between addiction and bad behavior?
Well, there are 10 criteria and 10 consequences for sex addiction, and interestingly, the criteria and the consequences are the same. But just to clarify a little bit, sex addiction, or people that are addicted to sex, are generally in a tremendous amount of pain. They know they're living double lives. There's a lot of deceit going on, and they start doing it because it serves a function for them. But over time, just like any addiction, it starts to create a lot of pain and upset and hurt. And so it's not something to be laughed at or made fun of, just like a drug addict or an alcoholic. It's something we should really take seriously. And so just because somebody has had an affair or looks at pornography does not make them a sex addict. Sometimes people do things for all sorts of reasons, and they're sorry about it, and that's the last time they do it, and they don't look back. But when there is a pattern of out-of-control compulsive behavior, then people are really having a problem, and they need help.